Well, by now you'll know that last night's Euro Millions jackpot, the biggest ever, won in Ireland, €175 million. Well, we found out the ticket was sold in Nall in North County Dublin. And our own News Talk reporter, Aideen Finnegan, has been out to speak to the owner of the and the staff of O'Reilly's Daybreak shop in the village. And she joins me now. Is this a syndicate winner or a single person?
Yeah, we believe it's a syndicate winner, a family syndicate from the Nall and some nearby towns in County Meath. They haven't decided, I mean, they've made contact with Lotto HQ, but we don't know if they're going to go public or not. I have, though, been speaking to Les Riley, who owns the shop where the golden ticket was sold, and he's absolutely buzzing.
Absolutely hopping.
How do you feel?
I feel like I'm on a high, and I didn't even win.
Did you play the Euro Millions the other night?
Of course I did, yeah. We actually done our own shop syndicate. So the first thing I thought of last night, obviously I read online that there was one Irish winner, automatically thought it was our syndicate. There was 112 people in it last night. But we did win €38. But disappointed we didn't win the big jackpot. But then, as a normal Wednesday morning, came to work, put out the papers, and then the National Lottery contacted us and said, you sold the winner.
You must have been shaking when you thought there was a chance you'd won it.
I had to run down the back and puke. No word of a lie.
You now have this role as having had sold, you've changed somebody's fortune.
Absolutely. I tell you, and it was going to happen. We were convinced for the last 3 years that we do our own local syndicate, as I said, and we said that the jackpot is going to come to the Nall. We had a few big winners years ago. Nothing to this size. And now we have the biggest jackpot in Ireland, sold here in the Nall.
How will you celebrate?
Oh, we'll celebrate. We will celebrate, yeah. Celebrate with the community. Yeah.
Brilliant, because it's a lovely little village here, isn't it?
Ah, it's great. It's a great village. And look, it's, I don't call it a village, I call it a big family. And that's what Nall people do. They help each other out.
Yeah, it's great PR for Les Riley there. And they get a little commission bonus, don't they, for selling it?
They absolutely
okay.
do.
Okay, and is this delight shared by the entire locals and the village, or do people say, oh, it wasn't me?
Yeah, no, they have all been very good-willing. Everyone's been very highly complimentary of Les as well. There are even a few people who apparently know the family in question, and they say they've been truly deserving of the win. One person I spoke to was a bit like Les, though. He is in a syndicate.
My son rang me from work and asked me would I come down to the shop. He heard a rumour, but I actually thought it was within a syndicate in the shop. And I was much interested in booking a ticket down to the Maldives, whatever, but that's not going to happen. But fair play, whoever won it.
Or you're in a syndicate that uses this shop?
Yeah, I live here as well. We do a syndicate every week, twice a week.
And you thought it might have been you?
I did, I thought it was the syndicate.
Oh no.
That's
why,
yeah, I was on the holiday thing this morning, but well.
Oh, how are you dealing with that disappointment?
I'm just delighted it was won here. I'm delighted for Leslie that owns the shop and the person who won it. Fair play, I'm delighted. All right.
Just fabulous. Les is fantastic here in the village. Just fantastic. He's so obliging.
Absolutely.
Isn't he?
Yeah. And do you know the family?
I do indeed, yes.
Will it change their lives?
Well, I don't. Hopefully not.
In the right way, it will.
In the right way.
It will. They're good. They're good people. No, it's just great news. It's good to have something good happen, you know, in such a small village. You know, there's a lot of sorrow and everywhere, and it's just good news. So, may it spread.
So, you've just found out that Daybreak in Nall has sold the winning Euro Millions ticket. Are you thrilled?
I am, yeah. Yeah.
And do you know who's won big jackpot?
I do.
And it's a family syndicate, I believe.
It is, yeah.
How do you think it'll change their lives?
Big way, I'd say. In a big way, yeah.
Did you do the Euro Millions?
I did.
And you didn't have the winning ticket?
I had €12, all right.
Well, the winners will have lots and lots of very close friends, intimate friends now. This is apparently the 14th Euro Millions winner in Ireland. We've done particularly well. And of course, people will remember 2005 when Dolores McNamara scooped €115 million. So where do these winners come in the league table?
So collectively, they're only a few million ahead of Liam Neeson, Adele, Enya and Brian May from Queen. They're nearly €90 million ahead of Conor McGregor. And I've already heard a few people say today, oh, it's too much money. Would you think it's too much money?
I don't know. You can never have enough money.
Well, apparently you can. All the studies say that past a certain amount, money doesn't make you happy, that you'll go back to whatever your baseline of happiness was before the win a while. Leslie Shoemaker is a counselling psychologist and lecturer in Technical University Dublin, the DIT, the former DIT. She has both a professional and personal insight into this.
Unfortunately, studies are showing that, in particular in the States, lottery winners are having a lot of heartache, unfortunately. Heartache in terms of what happens is family members and friends start coming to them saying, can I have some money? And you have to start saying no at some point. For other individuals, the money, it's not that it corrupts, but it brings in some other elements like drugs and alcohol. There was a lottery winner I was reading about this morning, and she's lost three family members to drug overdoses. And she said, if I could have ripped up the ticket, I would have if I had any idea what was going to come. Unfortunately, we saw it with my father. He was a lawyer in the States, and medical malpractice, personal injury was his area of law, and he won a multi-million dollar case. He didn't do it once, he did it twice. And the first time we were really taken aback. The very things I'm mentioning, not drugs and alcohol, but people looking for money, relationships changed. He got ripped off by a couple people, including family members. So when it happened the second time, he won a really big case. You know, I remember my dad and I talking about it. I was like, look, Dad, you've spent the last number of years rebuilding friendships and meeting new people. It's not going to happen this time. They're different. No, they weren't. They were the same. And I think that really took me off guard. So do I play the lottery? No, I don't. Because I've seen it firsthand and I watched it devastate my father, not once, but twice.
Do you have any good news for us?
Yeah, somebody's really happy and they're going to have a heck of a hooly. And if it is a family syndicate, I actually am really chuffed to hear that because they'll be able to support each other. The relationships are there. So some of the stuff I'm mentioning hopefully won't happen to them. And I think that's really kind of cool. And I hope they're planning a really wonderful holiday to start with.
All right, someone wants to ask me, you know, what would you do about the begging letters? And I say, well, I'd keep sending them. All right, so what is the savvy advice to do if you get a big haul like this?
I've no idea. I don't know where to start. So I decided, it's a world I don't know anything about. I decided to pick the brains of Daniel Moroney, investment strategist with Investec Wealth and Investment. And I started by asking him, what orbit, what world are these people being catapulted into?
There's a fairly small number of Irish people that have net worth in that type of region, and particularly liquid net worth. This is cash. The immediate impulse for everybody would be spending, and that's what I think half the country has spent the day daydreaming about what they would spend it on, and that's natural, and obviously that's part of the fun of winning something like this. After that, people might then think the next step is investment, but I don't think that's the case at all. I think the next step is really careful long-term financial planning, and if the right structures are put in place and if the right plan is put in place, the investment comes after that.
Oh, are there banks out there rubbing their hands going, we got to get that client?
I don't think there are many banks that would actually want that. If they took 175 million on deposit and didn't have any productive use for it immediately, didn't have anywhere to lend it out, they would be parking it overnight with the central bank and being charged for the privilege. So it would be a negative interest rate would be applied to that. The simple thing that we often think about in terms of jackpots is, oh God, how much would this make me on deposit? At the moment, a deposit of that scale would probably attract a negative interest rate.
But these people probably aren't looking to grow that money. They just want to keep it safe.
Yes. And again, it's such an astronomical sum that they absolutely don't have to do anything. They could, for example, they could buy 10-year German government bonds. Now, some people might say, I don't care. I take a negative depreciation. So much money, it doesn't really matter anyway. But others might think that this is a huge windfall that could possibly secure our financial well-being and the family's financial well-being for generations and generations. This could be for the grandchildren's grandchildren. Any strategy that they might have, any long-term investment plan that they ultimately go down that road should be something that is easily understandable. And they will have to familiarise themselves with investment if they aren't familiar with it already.
Savvy advice there from Investec. And my thanks to Aideen Finnegan. And there'll be more on News Talk Breakfast because I think they're on the trail of the winners.